like open doors. Leading you down into my core, where I become so
just dump this connection and try again? Yeah? All right, you got me? Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have the technical issues straightened out. We're going to delve into some occult and esoteric information with one of few experts, I would say, people that I would point to. His name is Michael Hogard. He's the author of the King James Code and serves as senior pastor of Bethel Church in Festus, Missouri. He's the founder and director of Prophetic Research Ministry. If you're up here in the Pacific Northwest, perhaps you've heard him on the ACN radio network lately. If you listen on Southwest.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. All right. Okay, welcome back. Let's try this again, shall we? Thank you for your patience, first of all. Apologize for the technical issues. We're going to delve into some occult and esoteric information from, as I said in the previous segment, one of the few resources that I would point to. His name is Michael Holgard. He's the author of the King James Code and serves as senior pastor of Bethel Church in Festus, Missouri. He's the founder and director of Prophetic Research Ministry, and he spent many years researching the Bible, the scriptures, and has discovered, as he would say, several biblical principles for understanding the Word of God as a prophetic voice, and he lectures all over the country. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, you, as I said in the previous segment, you may have heard him on the ACN radio network recently, or throughout the country on Southwest Radio Ministries with Brother Hutchings. And as I always say, this is not an evangelistic outreach or a any kind of a club to club people with. This isn't a, you know, not the typical modicum, if you will, for this subject matter to be put out. My reason for doing this is because I believe that Mike Holgard is one of few people who understands clearly the subject matter that he is, you're going to hear him discuss, and that's really what it's all about. There are a few other people that that have a breadth of knowledge that he has. And as far as I'm concerned, the biblical background doesn't hurt either. But that's not the primary motivation for this. So this piece is titled Watchman Video Broadcast 12311, The Great Falling Away Part 2, subtitled The New Age, Rick Warren, Glenn Beck, Aleister Crowley, and The Great Falling Away Part 2. It's incredible information. It's going to be broken into two parts. You can catch the whole video at Mike Hogard's website, MikeHogard.com. That's Mike, M-I-K-E, Hogard, H-O-G-G-A-R-D.com. One more time, MikeHogard.com, M-I-K-E-H-O-G-G-A-R-D.com, if you're interested in it. Again, this is a 90-minute video. Obviously, we're not going to have time for even the first half in tonight's segment. But I think this is probably a fitting way to close the work week in broadcasting, live broadcasting on Republic Broadcasting. So without further ado, again, this is Mike Hogard and his speech titled The Great Falling Away, and this is the first half of part two about Rick Warren, Glenn Beck, Aleister Crowley, and so forth. Enjoy.
This is Pastor Mike Hogard, pastor of Bethel Church in Festus, Missouri, and head of prophetic research ministry with another Watchman video broadcast. We're going to be talking about two kingdoms today, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of, you know, that other guy that we don't want to talk about, the kingdom of Lucifer. What's going to happen in the future? What is happening right now to bring in what is going to happen in the future? And this was really brought to me. This whole idea was brought to me this week by many emails that people were sending me concerning two men that we're going to deal with today. And I'm going to take a long way for us to get there. The first guy is our old buddy Glenn Beck. The second one is Rick Warren. Now, both of these guys are tied together. Now, obviously, they both work for the same person. Rick Warren's books are all published by Rupert Murdoch and his publishing companies. Incidentally, Rupert Murdoch happens to own Fox News, which is where Glenn Beck has his program on. So they both have sort of the same root here with Rupert Murdoch, who happens to be a Knights of Malta. Now, if you don't know what that is, the Knights of Malta, It's a Roman Catholic organ, sort of like a secret society. It's sort of like the Roman Catholic Church saying, you're one of our guys, you're helping us, and so we're going to give you this honorary knighthood. And that's who Rupert Murdoch is, and he tells Glenn Beck what to do. And believe it or not, I think he has an influence upon Rick Warren. And we're going to see that both of these guys have sort of the same goal in mind. And it's not God's kingdom. I can tell you that with a straight face or a round one. It's not God's kingdom that they're interested in. It's a different one. And I hope to educate you today concerning how you can tell the difference. You see, I happen to be on the side of God's kingdom. That's where I want to spend eternity. That's who I want to serve, is God. There are other people out there that have chosen the other side for one reason or the other. Now, I hope to educate you a little bit just so that you understand what is the difference. And there always is a difference. It's the difference between light and darkness and night and day. So we're going to be talking today about the New Age movement. And there's a lot of people who really have heard the term. Maybe you say you kind of follow the New Age movement a little bit. You don't really know what it's all about. And so I'm going to educate you a little bit on what exactly the New Age movement stands for, what it's all about, who's promoting it. That'd be Glenn Beck and Rick Warren. You'll see it at the end. You'll see the biblical reasons why I'm saying what I'm saying to you today. So I hope to educate you on what the New Age movement is all about. And I was praying about how to do this morning. God, you have to give me some insight here. God, give me some revelation. The Holy Spirit just dealt with me and said, Mike, just give them the truth. And I immediately knew what he was talking about. So I want to start out with scripture today. I want you to read the scripture here, Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven
and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. I want you to look at the words new here. New heaven, new earth, New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I want you to get this idea, because this is really the original intention of God. God always intended to have a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem that was to be a picture. The whole thing is a picture now of Jesus the bridegroom and the bride of the church, and those two coming together and becoming the body, the new body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the plan of the ages. This plan you can trace all the way back to the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 2, God looked at the man whom Luke referred to as the Son of God, referring to Adam, the first Adam. And God saw the man, and he said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make an help meet for him. And so God created the woman, brought him to the man. The two became one flesh. This really is the picture of what is going to happen in the last days with a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. And so we see that the marriage bond between a husband and a wife, not between a husband and a husband, not between a wife and a wife, not between a husband and some other animal or anything like that, but between a man and a woman, this was the plan of the ages. And so you know that the devil is going to have something that kind of looks like that, but it's going to be its mirror image of what God had intended. But notice that he's talking about everything being made new. In Revelation 21, verse 3, the Bible says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now I'm going to stop right here. Because I'm reading this verse, and I'm reading this verse, and I see the glories of what God has in store for us in the last days, I see the opposite here. Notice that he's saying here that God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. I'm telling you that hell is the exact opposite of that. Hell is full of tears. Hell is full of death. In fact, it's the place of death. Hell is full of sorrow, and hell is full of crying, and hell is a place of absolute torture. It is the exact opposite of what God has in store. Notice verse 5, and he said, he that sat upon the throne, that's Jesus Christ, said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. God wanted these words written down because he wanted a record for mankind of what he intended to do, what he wanted to do, what he offers you and I, and that God offers us to make all things in our life new. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of the old stuff. I'm getting tired of the old world, the old flesh, the old sin nature. I get tired of these things. And I want God to make all things new. And I praise him that he is going to do that one of these days with no crying, no sorrow, no pain, none of that. Think of the opposites now. Think of an opposite kingdom that the devil promises to those that follow him. And I want you to think about that as we move on. I want you to notice also Revelation chapter 21, verse 10. The Bible says, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. In verse 12, he says, and it had a wall great and high and had 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels. And names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. I want you to notice this now, because we're going to be dealing with the foundations here. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So I want you to understand this. that the building of this new Jerusalem, this beautiful city that comes down from God out of heaven and bridges the gap between heaven and earth, this city has 12 gates. It has 12.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Son of God and being the only begotten of the Father, we know that. And we know that the 12 foundations, the 12 apostles, the doctrines, the Bible, and so on. Let's look at the New Age movement for a minute and kind of get our bearings straight on what, who inspires them and what their foundations are. This number 12 is interesting because there is a whole area of the New Age movement that has to do with the 12 constellations that are up in the sky. And they say that these 12, these angelic beings, or these ascended masters, represented by the zodiac, by the 12 regions of space, that these 12 actually govern the affairs of planet Earth. And it's these ascended masters, these spirits, that are going to come down to the Earth one of these days. Actually, it's not that gentle because the Bible says in Revelation 12 that the devil and his angels, they don't come down to the earth, they're cast down to the earth. That's one of the principles of the New Age movement, is that the ascended masters, represented by that number 12, is going to come down to the earth, bring mankind into a new age of enlightenment, of inner peace, of harmony amongst all mankind, that the earth that we live on now is absolutely going to become a heaven. It's not going to happen that way. We also look at the foundations. We have the angelic foundation, the founding of new heaven and new earth. We have the earthly foundation, which is the 12 apostles. So we have the angelic or the spirit realm founding of the new age principles. And we also have their earthly counterparts that lay the foundation for what is going on in the new age movement, what has always gone on in the new age movement, and what will become of the New Age movement and those that follow it. I'm going to bring out some people. We talked about this in our video called The Prophets of the New Order. If you don't have a copy of that, call or write our ministry and we'll get you a copy of that. And I'm just going to kind of just give a little bit of information today. I'm not going to go much into it. A little bit of information upon some of these founding members of what we now know as the whole New Age movement at large. Some of these people, including Helena Blavatsky, Russian-born, she was in contact with the Ascended Masters, with what the Bible refers to as devils. Bible refers to them as something else, and I'll kind of point that out a little bit later on. She wrote a book called Isis Unveiled. Now, let me stop here. Let me kind of explain a little bit about who Isis is. Isis is that goddess. She is known by many names. She is called Isis to the Egyptians. She was Ashtaroth, Ishtar, Easter, Venus, Aphrodite. She has been known by many names. The Bible in the book of Acts refers to as, remember in Ephesus there was a temple built in her honor. Only to them, she was known as Diana. And the book of Acts says that the whole world worships Diana. And so this female goddess concept has been around since time began. We know that every culture and every civilization in the world has had some sort of goddess or some sort of idea of worshiping a female deity. Almost always, this female deity is sort of like a fertility sex god. And in some of the ancient temples, you might want to just kind of take a guess at how she was worshipped inside of these temples. Okay? I mean, I'm sure you can probably drum up an image very quickly. Okay? But that's who she was. And so this Isis Unveiled, I mean, it's a huge volume. And she claims to have written it by inspiration, that she was told or dictated the words that she wrote in this book. And it's all about unveiling Isis or revealing this spirit to the entire world. Let me show you who this spirit really is. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5, the Bible says that upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. This is the spirit, the Isis, that Blavatsky was going to unveil. And so now we move forward here to the time that we live in now, and we look at the New Age movement. We look at things that are related to it, like Wicca and other things, that where we can see clearly this goddess spirit, this mysterious, secretive, unveiled, cloaked, hidden spirit, and all of the religions that follow her, the mystery religions, including Roman Catholicism, which, you know, they don't call her Isis, they call her, she's the Virgin Mary. That's who they're worshiping. And when you hear a Roman priest talk, I mean, he's all the time talking about, oh, the mystery of the sacrament and the mystery of marriage and the mystery of the Holy Roman Catholic. They're always telling you that everything they do is a mystery. And by the way, don't read and interpret the Bible, because that's really our job. It's a mystery to you. But we have it unveiled to us. That's like the core of mystery religion, secret societies that operate in secret that say, when we tell you our secret, don't tell anybody else. That is the exact opposite of Bible Christianity. And so we can see that spirit in operation today. And Blavatsky sort of wrote the book on her, educating people,
Stick around. It's heating up now. We'll be right back with more from Mike Hogard. Right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, let me explain one more time, because I know that first part was kind of heavy. We were chatting about it in the background, in the green room, so to speak. You're listening to Pastor Michael Hogard, and he's the author of the King James Code. He serves as senior pastor of Bethel Church in Festus, Missouri, but he's done a video called Prophets of the New World Order, and it's an excellent video. He is master and commander of the subject matter. And the first part of tonight's broadcast was from his talk titled The Great Falling Away. And this is part two, concerning the New Age, Rick Warren, Glenn Beck, Aleister Crowley, and a number of other folks. Now, just before we leave the break, he's finally getting into the subject matter that I would say would be of particular interest to this audience. I didn't mean for the first part to be heavy or I don't want it to sound like Bible thumping, I guess. This is the point. That wasn't the interest of playing this, so I hope that doesn't turn people off. But now, if you listen carefully to what Mike Hogarth has to say, you'll be maybe probably riveted based on what he has to say and the way that he continues. So please hang around and listen carefully, because you won't want to miss a second of this. He is definitely an expert on the subject matter, so please continue.
And Blavatsky sort of wrote the book on her, educating people, educating leaders, educating people throughout time concerning ISIS, whose real name, 13 words, Mystery Babylon the Great, the Mother of Harlots, and Abominations of the Earth. Blavatsky was part of a group of people that formed what was called the Theosophy Society. Now, that's an interesting word there, because theos means God. And in the Greek here, Sophie, or actually according to Blavatsky herself, her name was Sophia. Sophia was this Greek idea of ultimate wisdom. Sophia is another name for Mystery Babylon the Great, the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. So we have a religion called Theosophia, Theosophy. They're merged together. It's the God and the Goddess together, sort of like Horus and Isis, Osiris and Isis coming together. That's what Theosophy is all about. And she developed this sort of New Age religion, which has become the foundation of a lot of the things that are going on right now. And she made this symbol for Theosophy. I want you to take a look at this. And, you know, I like symbols. I like to look at symbols, and I'm going, okay, I got that. And let me just kind of break this down for you here real quickly. We have a crown, and the crown denotes a king. Revelation 9:11, and they had a king over them who was the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name was Abaddon and Apollyon, which means the destroyer. So the king of Theosophy, hence the originator of what we now know as the New Age movement, is none other than the beast that's down in the pit. Revelation chapter 9 is all about releasing them. And this king emerging to take over planet Earth. Read Revelation chapter 13. We had this thing here. It looks like a swastika. Okay? Here's a swastika here. What's that? Was she a Nazi? No, she came way before the Nazis. This swastika is actually, some say it's a good luck symbol. The Indians used it. The other Indians used it. The American Indians used it. It goes all the way back to ancient times. And this swastika was really, it was called a symbol of life, or a symbol of immortality. What it really represents is the X chromosome, where your DNA is stored. But I want you to notice that this is not just a simple X. It is an X with opposites in it, you know, pointing in different directions. That is the fusion of opposites, sons of God, daughters of men, the angelic realm mingling together with the earthly realm. Remember what New Jerusalem was about. It was the heavenly kingdom coming down to the new earth, joining them together. That's what that is, only it's the occulted form of it. We have the triangle pointing up, the triangle pointing down. There it says, well, that's the Star of David. Does that mean they were Jews? No. It goes way, way, way beyond that. Here again, we see opposites. Sons of God pointing up, daughters of men pointing down, and they are fused together. We have the snake, the Ouroboros. Okay? The snake, think about something in the Bible that has to do with the snake. We have the snake, and his mouth is open, and his tail is inserted into his mouth. And so you read books like Morals and Dogma, you read Manly Hall's The Secret Teachings of All Ages, you read some other things by Blavatsky and others, and you get it. I mean, you understand what this is all about. The tail of the snake, they say the Ouroboros is a symbol of the immortality of man, how man's going to become, you know, a god, okay? So the Ouroboros, the tail, represents the male. The mouth open represents the female. That's the core of the New Age movement. That's the foundation and the basis of it, this is what Blavatsky devised. Then, oh, I don't even, Kurt, I don't even like looking at this guy. This is Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley referred to himself as the Beast 666. This guy was, let's see, and as a teenage boy, he had had homosexual encounters. This goes back to the 1800s. Teenage boy, homosexual encounters, and he was dreaming, and he was having visitors. Remember Jared Loughner from what we talked about last week? He was having visitors come to him in his dreams, talking to him, giving him enlightenment, illumination. So here he is. He has this funny little, you know, like pyramid hat on his head with the all-seeing eye, you know, draped over his forehead. That's the opening of the pineal gland, the third eye of illumination. Notice his hands, thumbs pointed in opposite directions. He's telling you the secret doctrine, which is another book that Blavatsky wrote about. He's telling you the secret doctrine, the secret idea, the fusion together of the opposite, sons of God, daughters of men. Daniel chapter 2, the fourth kingdom, they that shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. That's what that represents there. And of course, he's got his book that he wrote with this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this pentagram on here. That represents Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, number one, I will ascend into heaven. Number two, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Number three, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Number four, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And number five, I will be like the Most High. He's the opposite of everything that God is, and yet people are going to think that Lucifer is God, and that's what Crowley represents. So is this idea of a New Age movement, and they talk about a Christ consciousness. They talk about Jesus being one of the ascended masters, and according to Crowley, that bothers me. Crowley, this Christ figure with a crown of thorns, he's not the real Jesus. He's another Jesus. That's who Crowley represents, another Jesus. So here we have Blavatsky, Isis unveiled, the secret doctrine, and Crowley representing another Jesus, and the kingdom of the Antichrist coming in the last days. These are the foundations now of the New Age movement that you and I see all around us today. By the way, Aleister Crowley got in contact with some ascended master or secret guardian of the ages or whatever you want to call it. And he called him Lamb, L-A-M. And this is what Lamb looks like. I've seen this guy before. You ever seen these TV shows where they have these gray aliens with these big heads and... That's what that is. The whole New Age movement, the whole UFO cult movement, it all comes from the same demonic source. So Crowley was led not by the 12 angels that come down from heaven that are representations of the gates around Israel, not by the 12 apostles, but by a devil. That too was the inspiration for Aleister Crowley. Around the time of Crowley and Blavatsky, you had a woman by the name of Elise Bailey. She had drawn from the work of those two, and she went on to do her own things. Elise Bailey wrote several volumes, and most of which, she says, was given to her by inspiration of this beautiful ascended master named Jwal Kool. She would receive enlightenment. She would channel this entity to give her light and to tell her the secret plans of what's going to happen. According to the Wikipedia article on her, Elise Bailey wrote that behind all human evolution, now let's stop right here, evolution has to do with man, let's see, remember the Ouroboros, it's a symbol for man becoming immortal. That's what evolution is. Evolution says, oh, we were all way down here, but now we are ascending upward. That's what evolution is all about. That's why evolution is being taught in all of our schools. That's why evolution has such a stronghold in world culture, and especially American culture today. That's why it's such a deadly, dangerous doctrine to let your kids believe. Because if they can teach them that they came from a lower state to the state we are now, now we're on the verge of being able to go from this state to the next level. That's what evolution is. And so this article says, Bailey wrote that behind all human evolution stands a brotherhood of enlightened souls. Lamb. Part of that brotherhood. Brotherhood of enlightened souls like Dwalkul and Lamb who have guided and aided humanity throughout history. For Bailey, the evolution of humanity was intimately bound up with its relationship to this spiritual hierarchy. She believed that the stimulating and uplifting influences of religions, philosophies, sciences, educational movements, and human culture in general are the result of this relationship. And though in time humanity debases all these developments, they are all in their original impetus conceived as the result of the spiritual hierarchy working in concert with evolving human potentials. Now, Blavatsky, Crowley probably, although I don't have a whole lot of evidence for this, and Elise Bailey we know for sure, believed that mankind was headed to a new age, a new kingdom. A kingdom that they refer to, this, and this name was given to her by Dwalkul, one of the ascended masters, one of the enlightened beings that's going to float gently down from the skies one of these days and lead us into a new age. Not, they're going to be cast out of heaven. But she says Dwalkul told her that this new age kingdom, the name for it is called Shambhala. And Shambhala is, oh, it's just this beautiful state of being. It's this beautiful nirvana. There's a rock group named that. This beautiful nirvana, this wonderful, where nobody hates each other anymore and everybody's nice to each other. And get this now, we live in harmony with our goddess mother of fertility, Isis, Ishtar, Venus, Diana, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. That's what Shambhala really is all about. And they teach you that Shambhala can be reached through seven initiations, like seven rays. You remember the Statue of Liberty? Going to be talking about that one of these days. Has seven rays coming out of her head. It represents the seven levels of initiation, or the seven chakras of Kundalini and yoga. Let's see, also the seven sacraments of the Roman Catholic mystery religion. That's out of their own words. Okay? So all this number seven creeps in. What does that have to do with? Revelation 13. Remember this king? Comes up out of the bottomless pit. Guess how many heads he has? Seven. That's seven heads. What do they represent? They are the opposite of the seven spirits of God shown to us in Revelation and mentioned in Isaiah chapter 11. Go study it. Chapter 11, I think it's 1 and 2. Give you the seven spirits of God. The Antichrist spirits, these seven initiations, these seven rays, these chakras, the Masonic ladder. The Masonic ladder has everything to do with the Mithraic initiation. Albert Pike talks about that. Manly Hall talks about it. And that through these seven steps or these seven initiations, now I want you to notice this symbol here, the ladder. Remember from all the other things that we've studied, what is this ladder a symbol of? It's a symbol of the bridging the gap between earth and heaven. The ladder is a symbol for man's DNA. Remember, it's encoded into the X chromosomes, which is where you get the cross and the swastika and all that stuff. But Masonry teaches that by ascending up this ladder of seven rungs that you will achieve Shambhala, Nirvana, whatever you want to call it, this new age kingdom of peace and enlightenment. They're all pointing you. You know, when you hear, like, especially like politicians, including George Bush, he should have never said this. They always say, after all roads lead to the same God. Now, as Christians go, no, they don't. No, well, yeah, all except one. All roads, all religions point to the same God except one religion, and that is the religion of this Bible right here that does not deviate from the Word of God. Talking about Bible Christianity, it'll point you to the real God, the real Savior Jesus Christ, the real New Jerusalem. But all of this other stuff will take you to a false God. Elise Bailey wrote several books, like I said a while ago. She was under the influence of a demonic spirit by the name of Dwal Kul, and she formed an organization for educating, for printing books, publications, what have you, to educate the masses concerning the mystery religion. She originally called it the Lucifer Publishing Company. I mean, she's like naming who her leader is, who her God is. They've since changed it now to the Lucis Trust. And the Lucis Trust just happens to be one of those organizations that has its headquarters in the United Nations building and associated with the United Nations. Now, there's something interesting that I know about the United Nations, other than we ought not be in it, but we are. The United Nations has it's a religious organization. They say, oh, we're just politics and bringing everybody together. No, it's a religious
organization. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
The DNA of the Bible-believing Christian church is this King James Bible right here. That is the DNA. It's represented in other languages, I know that. But here it is right here. The DNA of God's church, the generation, is the Word of God. We need to regene the church, is what she's saying. We need to change the DNA. Have they done that? Yeah, with new Bibles. They've changed the DNA of the church. Therefore, they have regenerated the church. Her branches can serve as a St. John the Baptist, as a voice crying in the wilderness, and as a nucleus through which world illumination may be accomplished. In a word, she desired the time when the, quote, Christian churches would embrace New Age concepts of illumination and self-realization. Here's what she said. The mysteries, talking about the mystery religions, the mystery ideas, the cults, Isis being unveiled, the mysteries will be restored to outer expression through the medium of the church. Because the Christ, their version of the Christ, is the Hierophant of the first and second initiations, he will administer the first initiation in the inner sanctuary of the church. You know what she's saying here? She's saying that when, you know, the New Age really takes off and gets in full gear, she's saying that it's going to be done because we have successfully infiltrated the church. We've taken over. Remember what Lucifer said in his 5-point plan. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's the angelic realm. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. The congregation is a church word. Does the devil want to conquer the church? Man, every day I wake up, there's the devil saying, I think I can get you today. I think I can do it. He wants to conquer the church. Why? Because the church stands in opposition to what he's doing. We are resistors, and we resist the devil, and he flees from us. And so I want you to get that concept, okay? We're going to regene the church. We're going to make it differently. And then when we begin our plan, it's going to be done through the church. We're going to change their doctrines. We're going to change their idea. We're going to change who they think God is and how you can approach him. That's what we're going to do. All of these talked about. Now we're going to skip forward a little bit. We talked about Blavatsky and Bailey, and man, we could talk about others. We talked about Crowley. Let's skip forward a little bit. Let's come up to the time now that we're living. You remember in the 60s, okay? Everybody was growing their hair long.
We're actually going to break it there. Hopefully you've been enjoying that. You've been listening to Michael Hogard. As I said before, he's the author of the King James Code. He serves as a senior pastor of Bethel Church in Festus, Missouri. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, you may have heard him on the ACN network or through Southwest Radio Ministries with Brother Hutchings talking about his video titled Prophets of the New World Order. You can obviously tell he is, as I said, he's master and commander of the subject matter, and this is scary stuff. And the folks who call themselves Christians, I would say scarcely have even ever even heard of most of the subject matter Michael Hogard deals with. And everyone needs to know this information, because this is at the heart of the great deception that permeates the entire world these days. Hopefully that was interesting. We'll continue more of that next week. I hope you have a great weekend. And I hope that wasn't too heavy. Certainly didn't mean to do any Bible thumping. Anyway, you can find out more at his website. As I said before, Mike Hogard, MikeHoggard.com. And with that, as always, it's an honor and a pleasure. It truly is. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side. Chasing to the future.